joined by NFL Network host and host of the NFL Red Zone channel, Scott Hansen. Now, Scott, despite the fact the Super Bowl is the championship game, it is so rare that the top offense in the league faces the top defense like this year. How much hype does that bring to the game?
Yeah, it's absolutely the number one thing about the matchup, guys, is, in fact, it's the first Super Bowl in history with the number one offense versus the number one defense in both of the primary categories that we measure statistically by. Number one scoring defense, number one total defense, total meaning yards allowed. Number one scoring offense, number one total offense. It's never happened in the history of the Super Bowl. It's quite a build-up for this matchup.
Though it might all change by Super Bowl Sunday, snow showers are expected for the game. Now, should it snow, how much of an impact could this be in Super Bowl 48?
Well, it's absolutely going to be an impact if the wind is high with snow or sleet or whatever temperature we could get. And the Meadowlands, for anyone who's ever been there, whether you're talking about Old Giants Stadium or currently at MetLife Stadium, that's an area where the wind can get really tricky. And you're talking about two teams that will rely on the pass. Seattle, a little bit more of a run-oriented offense. But Peyton Manning needs to be able to go vertical to challenge the Seattle defense in every aspect. And Peyton has not played well in bad weather playoff games in the past. He's had four games where the temperature was under 40 degrees in the playoffs. He's 0-4 in those games.
Talking to NFL Network host of the NFL Red Zone channel, Scott Hansen. Scott, Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman has provided a lot of buzz with his comments toward 49ers receiver Michael Crabtree. What'd you think of what he said, and could this lead to the most anticipated media day ever?
Yeah, you know, I knew immediately when he barked into the microphone at the end of the game that Twitter was going to explode and it was going to be talked about for the next 2 weeks. I just know the way the public reacts to those type of things. But for my own personal taste, I had no problem with it. Now, I'm a guy who's a little bit different than a lot of people. I think people, you know, I wouldn't carry myself that way, or at least I hope I wouldn't carry myself that way. Coming out of the heat of the battle, you can never really tell how any of us would react. And none of us are pro football players either that just won the biggest game of our lives at that point, which is what Sherman was in. But I say this, if you're going to brag, if you're going to boast, if you're going to be bombastic in interviews publicly, just back it up. Because should Sherman talk going into this game, and media day will be very interesting, I think he's smarter than a lot of people give him credit for, and I think he'll be much more toned down and much more cerebral in his comments going into the game. We'll find out on Tuesday's media day. But if he talks at all going into this game and they lose, look out, because the avalanche is coming on top of you from the public perception. So I didn't mind it that much. It's good grist for the mill for us who are in the media.
Even before this season, Peyton Manning was regarded as one of the NFL's all-time greatest quarterbacks. What does just making the Super Bowl, now his third, do for his legacy, and what could winning it do?
Yeah, you know what? He's obviously one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. If he wins this one, and if he wins it with an impressive personal performance, there will be, and he's still got to play maybe another year or two to keep setting the records. He's got to threaten a couple of Brett Favre's records in terms of the career that Favre put together. There will be people who will talk about Peyton as the single greatest quarterback of all time. It's unquestionable that he just had the greatest passing season in NFL history. By almost any measurement, he had the best single season that we've ever seen in the NFL. If you cap it off with an MVP, which he absolutely will win, and that'll be announced on NFL Network this weekend, and if he wins it with ends it with a Super Bowl as well, his second, you're talking about one of the top two or three greatest quarterbacks of all time, I would guess, in people's minds.
The Broncos were pretty stout against the run this year, finishing with the eighth best rush defense. Can we expect Denver to cool down the red-hot Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, you know, that comes back to the weather as well, because what type of a run-pass mix will Pete Carroll and the coaching staff from the Seahawks employ if the weather is difficult? Russell Wilson, very good quarterback, but a young quarterback obviously playing in the biggest game of his life. In fact, all the Seahawks are. There's not one player on the Seahawks roster that has played in a Super Bowl before. There's only a few on the Broncos side as well, so these guys are going to feel the weight of that game sometime, whether it's pregame or early in the first quarter. It's gonna hit them, and you don't want to put them in a bad circumstance to turn the ball over or anything like that. I think that the Seattle Seahawks will use Lynch even more than they've been using him in the playoffs, and they've obviously used him quite a bit in the couple games leading up to the Super Bowl. And I think they'll have some success. I really, really do. Terrence Knighton's had an enormous game in the AFC Championship. He's going to have to be real big in between the guards there to try and plug things up. But Beast Mode's got it rolling. He's one of the best in the game, and I would expect him to have a nice game again on Sunday.
Scott Hansen, NFL Network host and host of the NFL Red Zone channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Hansen. Scott, I know it's a little bit early. I know you're going to hate to do this, but can we just get your prediction of who you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Fellas, you're the first to put me on the spot. This is the first of many Super Bowl interviews I'm guessing I'll be doing in New York City and New York State. But for my Cuse guys, for my future brethren in the business here, I'll go ahead and make a prediction. And I'll preface it with this. We started by talking about the best offense versus the best defense. Now, just in terms of scoring offense and scoring defense, not factoring in yards, we have had five previous Super Bowl matchups where the number one scoring offense took on the number one scoring defense. The number one scoring defense is 4-1 in those previous five Super Bowls. I like defense still, even in today's wide-open passing NFL. I think the weather is going to temper things offensively a little bit, and I think the Seattle Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl in about 10 days.
That's Scott Hansen, NFL Network host and host of the NFL Red Zone channel. Scott is a part of the NFL Network's 140 hours of Super Bowl programming from New York and New Jersey, which starts this Sunday on January 26th. Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Guys, good talking to you both. Tell everyone in the queue I said hi, and all the best to everyone in Central New York there.